Welcome to the Minority Sports Report with Big Black and
Jay Snog. What up,
everybody?
Julian Mitchell.
What up, everybody? After 2 weeks off, he was in Miami. I had a Christmas party to go to.
Unexpected things. Well, not the trip, but the party.
Yeah. It was cool, though. It was cool.
It was good.
And are we doing next week? It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. I mean,
nope.
Probably not.
We'll see y'all after the new year. Word.
Yeah. So this is your special holiday edition. We're back briefly, both because we have busy lives.
Yeah.
But after two exciting weeks in the NFL, we're back on week 16. Week 17? No, week 16.
Yeah, 16.
Week 16. The playoffs are forming. We have New England has clenched. I think they've clenched a berth.
Yeah, they clinched the berth.
And the division title.
Number 9 in a row.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Excuse me.
Pittsburgh just clenched their division, so they're in.
Yep, the North.
The Jacksonville hasn't clenched the division, but they've clenched a playoff berth.
Okay.
So Jacksonville's...
That's true. Jacksonville,
yeah, Jacksonville's
bro.
In for the first time in 10 years.
I know, bro. That's so fucking crazy. Yo, oh. That is 2007. What was I doing in 2007? I wasn't doing shit in 2007.
I was graduating from college. George W. Bush was still in office.
Word. Wow. That's a long...
Twitter was like, I think like a few months to a year old at that point.
Shit. That's crazy, dog.
The Jacksonville Jaguars didn't even have a Twitter account in 2007. It was in 2009 when they started their Twitter account. So literally the entire time the Jacksonville Jaguars have had a Twitter account, they have not been able to tweet about it.
Ooh.
Making the playoffs. So this is the first time. Yeah.
Excuse my mic handling.
But I was graduating college. I think you would have been maybe still in high school?
I was a year out of high school.
Yeah.
But I was supposed to be 2 years out of high school at that point.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Study hard,
three.
Kids.
Actually, I was supposed to graduate in 2004. Got out in 06. Representing for all the hood rats and doing bad things out there. Get your shit together.
Study hard. Anyway,
yeah, what he
so that's the AFC side. In terms of wild card, who do you think it's going to be? I mean, Baltimore's 8-6.
Well,
Buffalo's
right.
8-6.
Because like that's what I'm saying. And there's one more 8-6 team now too, in the AFC. But
Tennessee's 8-6.
It's not going to be Tennessee because they're playing like shit now.
Okay, so let's assume Jacksonville takes the South. And who do you see? I mean, Kansas City's in the lead with the West with 8-6, but they're Kansas City.
Yeah, that's just a couple.
I mean, I don't know who's going to win the West. So Oakland's 6-8. So they can end the season 8-8 if they win their next two games.
Oakland.
Holy shit. Okay, so Kansas City, the Chargers, and Oakland can all finish fucking 8-8 if they won. Oh, my God. The best.
Bro, that's fucking wild.
I mean, Kansas City can finish 10-6. Los Angeles, the Chargers can finish 9-9.
Who thought 500 could be so exciting?
Yeah. But there is a possibility of a three-way tie in the mighty AFC West of 8-8 teams, which means they would have to go to conference.
Jesus.
And let me check that really quick.
Bro.
So conference, yeah. So in the conference, the Chiefs have a two-game advantage.
Okay, so that's pretty dope.
That's a nice lead. I think they play the Broncos the last game too. So,
Broncos have renewed confidence.
Oh yeah, because Brock's gonna take us to the eighth pick in the draft instead of the fifth pick in the draft. Leave it to the Broncos to be just mediocre enough to fuck us out of a top 10 draft pick. Watch it fucking happen.
Yo, this is fucking great.
Like,
this is fucking great.
Like, it's just such a Broncos thing to be like, just shitty enough that we're that I'm like, well, you know, at least we'll get a top five pick. Hell, maybe even a top three pick, only to be like, and they win their last three games, giving them the 11th pick of the draft. And it's like, oh, God damn it.
Like, no, what? That's fucking, yeah.
And then fucking John Elway will pick another tall quarterback who can't fucking throw the ball.
He's tall and handsome. Pick him.
He's tall and he looks like Edward from Twilight, so fucking better draft him in the first.
Get that motherfucker in the first, bro. Yo, that was an excellent rant, sir.
All right.
That
was
great.
Sorry.
No, that was great. That was fucking great. I applaud that. We need more of those.
But anyway, so that's how the AFC West is looking out. I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to win the West. But they'll probably like,
well, yeah, no, that's, I mean,
I
what happened with the Raiders tonight was fucking awful.
Oh man. The Raiders.
So
yeah, they just lost the Cowboys
in spectacular fashion.
Oh man.
Spectacular. It was the most ridiculous. So it was, 3rd and 3, I believe.
Yeah, with, something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't even 3rd and goal. They were in the red zone. So Derek Carr runs, gets the first down, decides to stretch for the touchdown.
Yeah, so they have an opportunity to win the game, right?
Win the game.
Yeah, yes. Win the game.
Win the game with,
and, with the touchdown.
Yeah.
Derek Carr runs for the pylon and stretches out and loses his fucking grip on
loses
the ball.
Loses his grip.
The ball bounces into the end zone, which, for those who know, is a touchback. Game over.
Fucking turnover.
Yeah.
That was so
the Cowboys, their playoff hopes stay alive. Well, the Raiders are almost certainly not going to the playoffs. Okay, so let's see. The Raiders not going to make the playoffs. That was that was like a team that they were like, oh, this is a Super Bowl team.
On paper, they were in the beginning of
Cowboys,
the season.
Cowboys, they might make the playoffs.
Okay, hold on. Everybody, the NFC is shitting right now, though.
I mean, the Falcons are playing well.
Like, all the division leaders are shitting. And then the number twos are right there with them in terms of records.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in the West. The Rams smashed on the fucking
Seahawks.
Oh, man,
Seahawks, that was embarrassing.
Today,
that was in CenturyLink. I thought it was in L.A., but it was in CenturyLink.
Yeah, dog. I didn't.
40-0 before you score?
Scored a point. Oh, scored
like,
7.
What is up with Russell Wilson? Is he a good quarterback? Like, I don't.
I think he is.
Yeah, but, like, how do you get blown out like that,
because
man?
He's all the Seahawks.
I guess, yeah.
If you shut
true.
Down Russell Wilson, you shut down the Seahawks, you know? It's a one-dimensional team, despite how they make it appear.
Yeah, I guess, you know, like, I can't, what, who's
very
the, is Rawls still their running back? Like,
I don't fucking
you
know.
You know, who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows? Oh, yeah, right. We're in the studio. I can pull that up on our handy-dandy computer Dora.
I was just going to say, but yeah, Minnesota won.
Yeah, dog, that shit's fucking crazy that the Vikings can make a run through the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird to think about with Case Keenum.
I know.
Like, not Sam Bradford.
I know.
Not Teddy Bridgewater. Who actually played today.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy played for the first time since 2016.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He did. He threw an interception.
Of course. But why? Yeah, come on.
But
that's
hey,
like, that's going to happen.
If Minnesota doesn't want you, Denver is very nice.
Denver is very nice.
Teddy,
it is. I'll say that too.
Very
Teddy.
Nice and
it's a very nice place.
We could use a quarterback. We have 3, but really we have none.
You start 3 quarterbacks in one season, you don't have any quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's basically. I mean, sure, Brock and Trevor won the last 2 games, but I mean, you know, it's against the fucking Jets and Indy. Yeah.
No, that shit's funny as fuck to me, though.
Like, fucking Jake Doyle of the Colts has more receiving yards this year than Emmanuel Sanders.
Wow.
I bet most of our listeners don't know who the fuck Jake Doyle is. He is the tight end for the Colts.
That is
He's their starting tight end, but still.
The 3-11 Colts, by the way.
The 3-11 Colts.
Jeez.
Yeah, he had more receiving yards. I mean,
but Jacoby Brissett's the truth, though.
Oh, no.
I'm on that train, family.
Jacoby Brissett's like...
Patriot.
Like, he might, you know, he's going to make some money, and I hope he does make some money.
Yeah, he's going to get paid.
I mean, but that's how it is. If you're a moderately okay quarterback, you're going to get fucking paid. I mean, what is it? Matt Stafford's the highest paid player in the league.
Oh, that's right.
You know.
How many Super Bowls does he have?
I mean, it's hard to think about. I think it's zero.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Zero.
That's right. Zero.
I mean, not that, you know, every year Tommy's like, oh, I took a pay cut. And I'm like, you didn't take a pay cut. You got all those bonuses tied in on the end.
Took a pay cut. In the base salary.
Yeah, in the base salary. But suddenly those bonuses go way up if he wins the Super Bowl or if he wins a playoff game.
Speaking of those things, Adam Vinatieri has a...
He got fucked.
But he has a $500,000 bonus if he's 90% on his kicks the season. Which is crazy.
But the Buffalo game fucked him.
Oh, yeah. I just was like, that's crazy. That's a crazy incentive.
Yeah, but it's also like... You would expect your kicker to make it 90% of the time, right?
I mean, we used to.
I mean, yeah. Very few teams, but... That's the problem with the NFL now. It's like, you don't want to have, like, this veteran kicker who's like, hey, you're going to pay me this much, you know, when you can have a rookie for, like, a quarter of that price.
Yeah, that's very true. That rookie minimum.
Yeah, like a rookie minimum. And, you know, if he doesn't work out, fucking, you know, cut him and then hire that vet at a lower rate because suddenly, you know, you're 3 weeks in and you're like, well, you need the work, right, guy?
Yep.
Just like you that Korean kicker for San Diego or Los Angeles. Godspeed, bro. Godspeed.
What happened with that dude?
He got cut. He missed too many field goals.
Oh, well. It happens.
Yeah, it happens
to everybody.
But he was like my second favorite Korean player.
Of all time in the football league, in the NFL, in the NFL. It's so crazy.
Love you, Hines Ward.
Hines W, baby. Get that catch up.
But yeah, so I don't know. And with fucking Carson Wentz out, I don't know. Do you think, like, who's going to beat Minnesota in the NFC? Drew Brees, maybe?
Yeah, that's about it, honestly.
Drew Brees, maybe Matt Ryan?
I still don't know if Atlanta knows how to finish games, though.
Oh yeah, and they might not even make the playoffs.
Like, that's the thing, man. Like, it's
what are we looking at? Like, okay, so
yeah, this is bad.
Because Atlanta, I mean, they can finish. They play tomorrow night.
Atlanta, man, I really love Atlanta though. That's like that's my NFC team, dog.
They
really
should probably win that game.
And you can check the backlog. I've been saying that shit for years.
Yeah, you've always been a big Matt Stafford fan. Ryan.
Oh, Matty Ice.
Matty Ice, not Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know if Matt Stafford has a goober.
The goobs.
Goobs. but, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Minnesota seems like legit in terms of, like, bro. NFC. And I would have said Philly, but, you know. Fucking Carson Wentz is out, and how far can Nick Foles take you?
See, that's the thing about, like, I think that's the difference between a lot of shitty teams with a great quarterback and a good team with a pretty good quarterback. Like, the Eagles have a pretty decent team without Carson Wentz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think they're going to finish strong. Like, but I do think the Vikings are playing better football right now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just
And that's what matters at this time of the year. Who's playing better football?
It's just like, I feel like the Vikings have that staff.
I mean, I guess it matters all the time.
I feel like the Vikings have that staff in case with a quarterback who can drag you that last 10 yards, you know, that you need to go.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't know if I feel that way about Nick Foles. Because it's like, I mean, I guess he went to the Pro Bowl like 2 years ago.
But I'm saying, like, he's still in the league, though. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I forgot he was, but.
Me too. But motherfuckers get cut all the time. And he's managed to stay in the league for I don't know how long.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? McCown's going to retire this year after being 15 years in the league?
That is so insane, though.
Yeah, like.
I'm fucking 31, bro. Like,
yeah, that's half our lives,
bro. Like, that's
and so, Josh McCown, like,
that's so crazy.
I didn't know who the fuck Josh McCown was until he started doing Verizon ads, or maybe it was Sprint or whatever. But like the ones where it's like, these are the backup towers and blah blah blah.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, that was him. But yeah, apparently he had been in the league 14 years up until that point. Whereas I was like, oh, that he must be like a new backup guy.
It's a new backup guy. Fucking.
But apparently the Jets are interested in keeping him on in a coach player capacity.
Ooh.
Which I don't know if that is a thing, but
it is.
Is it? Like,
I mean, it used to be way, way back in the day.
Well, like, you know, I know baseball had it, you know, the manager manager player.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it just went out of it just the way the sports are structured now, it just went out of style. You know,
there's too much money in it now. Need somebody whose just job it is to focus on the strategic aspects.
Exactly, because there is too much money involved in it. That's 100% the truth.
But there's got to be weird contract shit with that kind of stuff too, though.
How though? Like, yeah, true.
I don't know. I mean, there are smarter people than this who deal with. But
it's like it's kind of like a GM coach.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
yeah, it happens. You can fill multiple roles. I mean, fuck. I don't think John Elway is technically even the GM. I think he's just the vice president of football operations.
Yeah, but he's fucking John Elway in Denver, so.
Yeah.
You know, whatever he says
goes. If he just didn't cheat on his wife, he would be governor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, probably. That's some Colorado political intrigue. Also, his son like beat the shit out of his fiance or girlfriend.
That's not funny.
Like, and I'm not like
no, joking. I understand.
Like, I mean, like he literally like he did horrible shit to him.
Oh, that's fucked.
But
what's wrong with these rich kids?
Nobody tells them no.
That's true.
But no, yes, rich kids. There are plenty of rich people out there who have never beat anybody.
That's
up,
true.
So,
and there are plenty of poor people who have beat the shit out of people.
Who routinely beat up people. So, like, you know, it swings
both ways.
What is
wrong
with
people?
What is wrong
with
people is what we need to say.
Yeah, that's exactly
anyway,
it.
I don't know. Let's hit on the New England-Pittsburgh game,
yeah,
obviously.
Word, because I've been itching. Oh,
man. Okay, so that was... Oh,
that game was fucking crazy.
It reminded me why I love football, that game.
Exactly.
I literally could not stop laughing at the end of that game because ridiculous shit after ridiculous shit after ridiculous shit kept happening.
It was just like fucking – and like the Oakland game capped it off just to throw it back. Like,
oh, yeah, no, definitely.
For like the Sunday night. It was so dope.
Okay, let's get to the big thing. What did you think of the call? Was that a catch? Was that a touchdown?
Bro – I'm not even going to sit here and argue. Obviously, like, I like the way the call went. It went in the Patriots' favor. They said it wasn't a catch because the ball bobbled and it hit the ground or whatever. But realistically, my answer to your question is I don't know what the fuck a catch is technically in the NFL. So,
okay. Well, like,
I don't know, dog.
I would say the way the rule is written and the way that I, as a layman, can understand it is that. That is the right call that they made.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the wrong call.
No, I don't think so either.
I think the rule is bullshit.
Yeah, the rule is fucking weird, bro. That's
like
it's...
I don't know how to clarify it. I don't know. If the ball touches the ground, it's not a catch. How about that? There's no movement. Because it's this whole thing about this movement stuff. And it's like,
yeah.
And and I'll agree that when it touched the ground, there was movement on the ground. And it's the way the rule is written, it's like if the ground causes movement, that is not a catch.
Yep.
So I think the best way that they interpreted it, I think it was the right call. I think the rule needs to be but then like I feel like they're just gonna make it more complicated and get us further away from this. You know?
Yeah. It of course. And they just need to like and there's like some weird ass rule too where like you can use the ground for like a catch or something like that.
Well, like, if
if you secure
the ground cannot cause a fumble.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Right.
The ground cannot cause a fumble, which I'm still unclear as to what the fuck that means.
Yeah, right. That's the one that gets me the most, because if the ground can't cause a fumble.
Okay, so I think what it means is, like, say I have the football and I fall down and I
hit the ground like you do in football.
I hit the ground, but but then I'm like, well, then you're just down and it wouldn't be a fumble. Because I don't know.
But that's so, if the ground can't cause a fumble, then why can the ground cause a quote unquote like incomplete catch?
Well, I mean, there was movement when it hit the ground. I think if it had been straight, like if there had been no movement when it hit the ground,
that's
then it would have been a catch.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're right. Like by the definition of the rule. You're right.
Like,
and that's why it was the right call.
I think it's the right call. I think the rule is bullshit.
Yeah, it's it's just so weird, man.
Yeah, it's so weird. And but it was like, oh no, let me read this like text message exchange I had somebody about end of the game. Hold on. Meanwhile, if you can watch highlights, I highly suggest it because it's just good football.
It is. It was. Oh. Like you said, it was like. That's why I like watching football. That's why I love watching football for shit like that.
Okay, so this is right. This is that final. This is like towards the end. The Steelers will never beat New England. Nope. That was dumb, though. How do you leave Gronk in single coverage like that? That was after New England had just scored the 2-point conversion.
Oh, yeah. Duh, that was so stupid, too.
Okay. So
wide open.
Yeah, and then so New England kicks the ball back to the Steelers, and then the Steelers get a 69-yard pass Juju Smith-Schuster.
So pissed.
To which I replied, holy shit. The question is, can the Steelers finish, is what my friend replied. And then they did. And what we thought they did.
See, that's so, like.
And then the it was called back. Yeah.
It was Jesse intense.
James. Yeah, it was a 10-yard pass to Jesse James. He got the ball and then like shifted.
Like his knee hit the ground.
And then, he reached over the plane and then like the ball hit the. It was weird. You have to see it.
Yeah, watch it.
You have to see it and then you have to read the rule. And then you'll understand why I think that.
I mean, like, if you watch the video, any respectable website.
Yeah, they called it a touchdown. And if I was, like, if I was a referee and I saw that bang-bang play, I'd be like, yeah, that was a fucking touchdown.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But bang, they bang, review that shit.
You watch that in slow-mo, it's not bang-bang.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, there was movement after the ball hit the ground. So, it was not a catch. And then, they got within field goal range so they could tie it. And then instead of spiking the ball.
Yeah.
They decided to fake spike the ball.
I don't know.
Because everybody stood up like they were spiking the ball.
I don't know. I didn't see. What I saw was a misguided. What's that? Play action pass. Like, it was, like, an awful play-action pass. That's what I saw. Like, it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, but it was, like, it looked like he was going to spike the ball, and the Patriots defense reacted as though they were, like, especially the linemen, because they stood straight up, and they weren't, like, shoving each other.
I know.
And then Big Ben kind of, like, moves and fucking throws the ball, and the cornerbacks are like, oh, fuck this shit.
But fucking Hayward Bay was running a route anyways, though. So, like,
but he was the only one. Yeah, nobody else was moving.
But that's why the secondary was on it. And then Ben was like, oh, shit, let me throw it into, like, four white jerseys.
Whatever. He deserves whatever horrible shit happens to him.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
I hate Tom Brady, but, man, do I fucking hate Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah.
Like, when it comes down to it, you don't really hate Tom Brady.
No, I don't. Like, you know, you I know. Just.
But Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, like it's he's the like fucking. Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady's just a douchebag. Ben Roethlisberger is like a bad person.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
I hate Tom Brady strictly for sports reasons. I hate Ben Roethlisberger for...
like, he's an awful human being.
Because he's a rapist.
Yeah. Rapist. excuse me. Multiple alleged rapists. Let's get that right. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Just kidding. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, but whatever. but yeah, it was a good... like, but that... that 2 minutes reminded me why I love football, because it was so much fun.
It was
so crazy.
It was. It really was.
If you're the Patriots defense, how the fuck do you let Juju Smith-Schuster? He looked like he couldn't believe it. Like, he was like, oh, you guys are just okay. Yeah. I'm just going to keep moving.
I could not believe it.
There were like three missed tackles on that play.
Oh, so bad, bro. Like, I was just, you know, like, regardless, the Patriots are going to be in the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe they're going to blow this game.
Yeah, but this
like
means
this.
That, like, if the...
I thought they were going to blow it.
If the Steelers won, though, that would... I mean, it meant way more to the Steelers.
Oh, absolutely.
Because now the Steelers are going to have to go to New England.
Yep.
And it's just like, fuck, you guys aren't going to fucking win there.
They never do.
No, they never have.
Yeah, I know.
They've never... when it matters, they've never beaten Tom Brady.
Never.
Oh, Brown's stat of the week.
Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. There's a little independent movie coming out, or came out this weekend. It's called The Last Jedi. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Small independent film.
Yes. Real, real.
Film.
Real, real small release. Anyway.
The film.
So, since The Force Awakens, which was released on December 18th, 2015, the Browns have won exactly... One game. 3 Star Wars movies, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and The Last Jedi, have all been released and left theaters, and the Browns have only won one game.
Which is pretty shitty.
That is just like...
that's fucking terrible.
Like, I thought a 9-game losing streak was bad. Like, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, that's like that's a legit 3-season.
I mean, they're gonna have a perfect season, right?
Hell no. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you were talking about future-wise. I was what are you talking about?
No, this season. They're just gonna have a perfect season.
Hold on,
let me see
who else they're fucking playing.
Oh, man. Anyway, I'll run down the rest of the score while John's running that.
Yeah. So your Broncos...
Broncos beat the Colts 25-13.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They smashed on the Jets last week.
So that's 2 shitty teams we beat. Yeah. If we beat 2 more shitty teams before, we could have been in the playoff hunt. But no, we lost to Buffalo, and we lost to the Giants. And we lost to Miami. let's see. Okay. So on the Saturday night games that, you know, everyone watches because you totally remember that they're on.
I do, actually. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I was at work.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the KC.
I was like, put that shit on. Yeah. We need it.
Detroit beat Chicago 20-10. KC asserted their dominance in the West over Los Angeles.
Damn, that was a shellacking.
Yeah, 30-13. Buffalo beat Miami 24-16, essentially putting an end to Miami's playoff hopes.
Yep.
Like we said, Baltimore beat Cleveland 27-10. Minnesota trounced on Cincinnati. Oh, Marvin Lewis is retiring, or at least resigning from the head coaching position, which should be good for them. Whoa. They need some new blood in there.
Yeah.
New Orleans beat the Jets, Philly beat the Giants. Eli Manning 434 yards throwing.
Fucking crazy.
Washington beat Arizona 20-15, although I think both of those teams are out of the playoff hunt. Carolina beat Green Bay 31-24. That was a good game. Aaron Rodgers back.
I actually didn't see any of that.
It was good. He was looking, I mean, except for the 3 interceptions, he was looking good. You know, so that was bad. He threw a couple touchdowns though, so you know, whatever. Jacksonville stomped on Houston 45-7. The Rams stomped on Seattle 42-7. New England eked one out in Pittsburgh 27-24. San Francisco. San Francisco, two in a row. Three in a row. Two, three in three. A row. Three in a row with Jimmy. Jimmy.
Oh, shit. It's week 15.
Yeah. Sorry, week 15. Oh, we're going to have to.
No, fuck it.
San Francisco beat Tennessee 25-23, and Dallas beat Oakland 20-17. Who you got tomorrow night? Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
Duh, I got Atlanta.
Yeah, me too.
I just only because Tampa Bay's not doing shit.
Yeah, but I could easily see Atlanta blow it for some reason.
Like, I mean, I could too, but I'm still gonna ride with
it. Like, yeah. If this game like has some sort of massive playoff implications, I can easily see them play. Should we talk about how the Panthers are for sale before we leave any NFL talk behind?
Hold on. Before we do that real quick.
Oh, yeah. Right. The Browns.
The Browns. You ready for this?
And their quest for perfection.
They're playing the Bears on a Christmas.
Is that Christmas? They can beat the Bears.
Is that, what's the 24th? The Christmas Eve, right?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
And then they had the Steelers on the 31st, which they're not.
They are not going to win that game.
So they might get that 0-16.
They could beat the Bears.
I mean, if they might end up 1-15. That's the best they're going to do. The best they're going to do is 1-15.
I mean, unless something crazy happens during that Steelers game.
Oh, yeah, fucking Antonio Brown got injured.
Oh, yeah, but they said he could be back for the playoffs. Okay. It wasn't a torn calf. It was just a strained calf. There was the way.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, oh, man, that was like, I was like, oh, man, if he's out, they're done. Like, what the fuck are they going to do?
There's all types of shit going down in the NFL outside of sports, bro.
Yeah, there's the big dummy of the week. I mean,
there's a big dummy of the week, bro. There's several dummies in the nominations, bro. There's an arrest I got of the week.
Ooh,
wow, this is crazy. That one's nuts, but we'll get to that one last because it's heavy. But what's that guy's name?
The owner of the
Jerry Fuckface?
Jerry Richards.
Oh, yeah, Jerry Dickhead. Because it's literally Jerry Dicks.
But the owner of the Carolina Panthers, it was recently released, had multiple women come forward, basically were like, hey, he sexually harassed me. Also, yeah. I've been paid off. You fucking turd. You look exactly how I thought you would.
Yeah.
He looks awful. Yeah, John just pulled up a picture. Anyway.
So now we can have something to.
Yeah, he looks exactly like the type of guy who would be accused of sexual misconduct.
Jerry Richardson.
Jerry Richardson has admitted to it. And now he's put the Panthers up for sale.
There's also he's one of the athletic trainers who was African-American. Is what they call them. He was a black dude. I guess the owner said some like racist ass shit in front of this black dude. They paid him off and he quit. But that's now just coming to light too. So he's just like selling a team.
Well, I mean, get out now. I mean,
oh yeah,
like
you got to get ahead of this shit.
Okay, here's my dream. Oprah buys the Panthers.
Oprah
buy the Panthers. Oprah, that would be so cool.
Yeah, Oprah buy the Panthers.
Come on. Imagine you and Jerry Jones just hanging out. And he's like, we got to fire Goodell. And you're like, no! Goodell gets an extension. You get an extension. Everybody gets an extension.
Fuck Jerry Jones.
Oh, man, fuck him.
Oh, look at this. It's two Jerrys we're talking about. Yeah. It's just two Jerrys.
Both accused of sexual misconduct.
You just, yeah, those fucking... But yeah, so that team's going up for sale. It's probably going to be another.
Diddy expressed interest in buying them. So, you know.
Get that investment group going.
I'm also cool with that.
Yeah, get it going.
Because I think, you know, Diddy would be a fun owner to have around.
We need somebody young.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody young.
Preferably of color, in my opinion, honestly. Yeah,
that would be great.
Just to get it in.
I don't know.
We got to break that. We got to break it.
If it's got to be a white guy, maybe a tech guy.
As long as he's young and hip.
Yeah, like a Mark Cuban.
Really? Yeah. Because even Mark Cuban's cool as shit. But again, like, you actually, unfortunately, in America, you actually need someone of a certain color or a certain type to actually be there for it to be accepted.
Yeah.
And just talked about, you know.
Well, I mean, well, then you'd actually have a voice instead of just somebody being like, yeah, we hear you.
Right, right, exactly.
I made a jack-off motion while I said that.
I figured as much because that's why would you not do that? Why would you not do that?
But anyway, yeah. So if you have enough money to buy the Panthers, you should buy them.
Please.
If you're a young person with color. Young-ish person of color.
Or just young and hip.
Yeah, or just, you know, woke.
Hashtag woke, fam.
Hashtag woke.
Woke as fuck, fam.
If you don't think Donald Trump is the greatest.
Get on that band. Yeah. Get on that. Throw your money in the air, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Any NBA news you want to hit on?
Oh, no. Not yet, because there's still some more NFL shit I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Do-go-do. Do-go-do.
Marshall Faulk.
Fuck, dude. There's that even an ESPN asshole.
Oh, yeah. That one guy.
Butcher Cross. I can't remember his fucking first
name. Yeah, but he sent the selfie without the shirt on.
Yeah. Talking about, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
But Marshall Faulk, Heath Evans, and Ike Taylor have been suspended by the NFL Network for doing some crazy shit, sexual harassment stuff. It keeps on going.
Yeah.
The Harvey Weinstein, he started, thank you. Get all these guys out. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out because I can keep my dick in my pants, bro.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
I've worked with many females.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
I don't think I've ever sexually harassed any of them.
Yeah.
But if I have, I mean, let me know. I'd be really, really sorry about it.
Ooh. Julian, this podcast is about to get shut down. They're going to take all of our dollars.
Yep, because that's what happens. It's only fake allegations that come forward. It's never real.
Only fake shit happens, dog.
Yeah, it's never real.
No, but seriously, not to make light of the situation.
Yeah,
but yeah, these
fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
They weren't suspended. Even that good.
No. Marshall Faulk was all right.
Marshall Faulk was okay, but he wasn't no Nate Burleson. He wasn't no Tony Romo.
No, absolutely not.
Also on fire tonight.
Yeah, killing it. Damn, his tie was on point too, fam. He had a dope-ass tie, and I was like, Tony Romo, I need that fucking tie.
I love that the sports world is like, Tony, you're a great sportscaster. And he's like, yeah, I know.
That's that nigga, though. I fucking love Tony Romo. We used to bash Tony Romo on this podcast.
Come on. He was just, how could you not? We hate the Cowboys, yeah. And he just
fuck
like.
Yeah. No, you had to, but.
He found his calling, man.
Like, let it be known, let it be shown for the record that we, in light of new information, will change our opinions.
Yeah.
Of things because we ain't ignorant.
Yeah, I'll admit I was wrong, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, damn, that's why Jerry Jones kept him for all that long.
He's a smart guy.
Fuck yeah.
He knows what's up.
I love hearing him break down plays. It's so dope.
I'm just a little disappointed he's not on NBC, so we don't get to hear him during the Olympics.
Oh.
I mean, he'll do I bet he'll do CBS golf stuff.
Yeah, he has to, though. He fucking loves golf.
He loves golf. But I bet, like, you know, and he works, and Nance does it too. So he can work with Nance. So it's just
true.
It's an easy crossover for them. But yeah, I would be remiss if they didn't take advantage of that opportunity.
Remiss.
Especially since how positively I've seen him being spoken about in, like, the sports press and the sports media. Oh,
he's fucking great, bro. I feel like he's my uncle. It's like Uncle Tony.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know. He's very good, and he's you just can tell that he just loves the game and knows it so well. Like, I thought he didn't love the game. No, his body was just like, you can't do this anymore.
Stop, Tony.
Stop.
Just stop.
And he was like, no, I can do this. But yeah, so Tony, another week. I really enjoyed the broadcast you did today.
Oh yeah, that was so dope. Yeah, that's what made it even better too, because like, it was not only was that game crazy in the last 2 minutes, we also had Tony Romo like giving us like it was just Tony Romo
dictating
this shit. It was fucking dope. It was like,
they're gonna do this here, watch it. And then they do.
Yep, and then he did it, and then he fucking throws an interception. I was like, wow, this is crazy. He should have threw it. He did it. Fucking, I love it. All right. Anyways.
Yeah. Moving on. That's our NBA NFL talk.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the new number two, NBA.
Yeah, what you mean the new number two?
I mean, is it the number? Baseball was number two for a while.
Oh, no. NASCAR is way bigger than both of those.
Ooh. Well, save that segue for later because I have a little NASCAR comparison Ooh. To make.
Fantastic.
Yay, Furniture Row!
Furniture Row! Eastern Conference, NBA, Celtics are doing it. Number one. And Gordon Hayward still not playing for the Celtics, which is crazy as fuck. We don't really talk about basketball a lot because this is the month when it really starts to matter. Right around, what's that, next week on Monday?
Yeah, that's when the NBA really starts to matter. Kind of watch some NBA games. Yeah.
So Christmas time is really when the NBA starts to fucking matter.
And then we're only 4 months away from the playoffs, too.
Oh, yeah. Four long, glorious months.
That's nuts to think about.
That's why fucking it's these first 30 games, these first 20 fucking, they're like 30 some odd games. They don't fucking matter, bro.
You heard my proposal. I have my proposal on how the sports season should go.
Yeah. Refresh.
But whatever. All right. Yeah. Celtics are on top. Then the Cavs.
For the fucking number one, two, and then Raptors are third, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but they've been good the last few years. The Raptors, they're just like, they can't win in the playoffs, like, deep in the playoffs.
They're on a three-game win streak.
The Cavs won five.
Cavs are on five. Celtics are on a... They just won.
But, that you know, that's how basketball is. There's, like, one or two teams, and they play every year.
Absolutely. These things, they're taking off. The Hawks are dead last at 6-23. That's awful. Oh, man,
to be a Hawks fan.
Wow, the Bulls are 8-20. That's not even... Ooh, that's not much better.
Yeah, but who the Bulls got? Hey, remember the Hornets? They're terrible again.
And then in the Western Conference, we got the Rockets.
The Rockets are in first place?
Yeah, see, like, this is how much we watch basketball.
They've lost four games. Wow.
That's fucking crazy because the Celtics have lost seven.
Yeah, Golden State's only lost six, but that's to be expected.
Yeah, the Warriors, they're a playoff team, though. Like, they don't really...
Well, yeah,
I mean, they did. What was that? Last season or the season before? They did some crazy ass streak where they won like mad games.
Yeah, I mean, they hold the record for the most wins in a season.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They did not win the championship that season though. So it's much like the Patriots record for that season.
Yeah, yeah, it's real shit.
Oh, the Nuggets are in sixth place, 16-13. All right, we're back to being kind of mediocre.
Yeah, that's above middle pack, bro.
Yeah, no, I fully expect us to make it to the first round and then be promptly bounced out.
Like a basketball.
Because that's how the Nuggets are. We'll be stuck in NBA purgatory. Not shitty enough to get the number one pick, but not good enough to be a destination.
You know? It's the weed.
But it's like if the NBA stopped testing for it, then maybe we'd become a destination.
That's true. NBA, get on that. Let the niggas smoke.
Yeah,
family.
I mean, beats them being addicted to painkillers.
Right, that's what I don't get. The fucking pain. Anyways, that's...
Yeah, whatever. That's a whole other
We're
thing.
A sports podcast, goddammit.
Anyway. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any for your segment...
No, you said I was talking about NASCAR earlier.
NASCAR. Well, we were talking about a little independent movie.
Oh yeah,
earlier.
That's right.
So I thought we'd do a little tie-in. We talk about the sports of Star Wars.
Star Wars.
And there's
Star Wars.
There's more than just pod racing.
I love pod racing was my shit in the movies and in the fucking game. It was amazing. Oh, the jam family.
Sebulba. Sebulba was my favorite. With his weird feet hands.
Yeah, it was so weird.
But pod racing is not the only sport in the galaxy. There's actually something called Lemmy/Bolo Ball.
Bolo Ball.
Which is basically soccer. The rules are almost exactly the same in that you have two goals on opposite sides of a pitch with
I think 11 players on each side, and they can only use their feet, and each time they get it past a goal defender, they score 1 point. Wow. It's called Limmy in the Core Planets.
Limmie. Look it up.
And Bolo Ball in the Outer Core. And it's actually thought that that's kind of a joke because soccer is not popular in America, but it is very popular outside of America. So, and it's especially not popular on Coruscant, which is supposed to be like America.
Star Wars game.
But also, not just pod racing, but there's also different kinds of
rancor eating. That's a spectator sport if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I mean, there is the gruesome sport of rancor baiting, where you drop helpless slave women into a pit.
Luke Skywalker
without his lightsaber for some reason. I don't know. Even though R2 has it, and he's looking at whatever. I don't. It's fine. He uses it later.
It's like 40 years old. Sorry.
Yeah, right. It's fine. It didn't make sense then. Doesn't make sense now. But there's also Fathier racing, which is much like horse racing.
That's so weird.
Which was featured in the most recent installment, The Last Jedi. No, it's oh, that's all I'll say about it in case you haven't seen it and you don't want me to say anymore.
No more.
But it's something that the rich of the galaxy engage in, and something they very much enjoy. So I thought it was interesting if we equate that to horse racing, which is also very popular among the wealthy.
It's like Star Wars draws parallels from
Real life.
Oh,
and then
shit.
Pod racing is like NASCAR, which is the more, you know, I wouldn't say lower working class spectator in terms of the racing vehicle thing.
Nice.
So, so I was thinking pod racing versus Fathier racing.
Give me the pods, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen The Last Jedi yet, so.
We don't get quite the same amount.
Oh, for sure.
It's just kind of, we see it, but it's very similar. It seems very similar to horse racing. They're large beasts that you can ride.
You can ride them.
Yeah, look, you know, wiki it. They're it looks like those, like the desert foxes, you know, with the big ears.
Oh yeah, that do look like, yeah,
with mixed true. With like a horse, kind of.
How do you spell it? It's Fathier.
Yeah. But
weird.
But yeah, so I thought since they depict them as like something that the rich of the galaxy watch and that's the sport they enjoy, that maybe pod racing is the more working class sport where, you know, you make your pod and, you know. So I thought that was interesting.
Definitely.
They also have traditional fencing. Because, you know, that would make sense in a world that still uses laser swords.
Traditional fence.
But
fucked up.
There's all sorts of sports in the Star Wars universe. John, if you could make a crazy sport, what would you make?
Ooh.
Or how about this? If you could add one crazy element to an existing sport, what would you do?
I'd put razor blades on footballs. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, here's my.
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, you go. Let me think about that. Holy shit.
I have some suggestions on making soccer a little more exciting.
Ooh, okay. I'm all ears.
Okay, so unless a goal is scored, the ball explodes every 5 minutes. It doesn't hurt anybody. It like singes them. It'll like maybe cause some light burns. But unless you score a goal within 5 minutes, the ball explodes. If a team gets too far ahead, they get the assistance of the White Knight, who's a guy in full armor on horseback with like a polo mallet, and he plays for the other team, and he gets to ride his horse and hit the ball and try to score some goals up, and he'll stay on the field for, you know, I don't know, 5 minutes or something like that. And then in the last 2 minutes, if the game is tied,
Okay.
That's the release of the Black Knight.
Oh.
And the Black Knight comes out, right? And you don't know. And he gets to do whatever he wants. And he gets, you know, he's a guy in black armor, and he just gets to knock the ball around, do whatever he wants. So, you know.
Oh, that's
but that's legit. Only if the game is tied in the last two
Yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which so, is like often.
Yeah. But beware the Black Knight, you know. I think you make those small changes to soccer, you're going to see attendance go through the roof.
I mean, I'm a diehard fan of that version already. Like, no bullshit. That's fucking crazy. Oh, man. So, yeah. All right. I guess if I could do, I'm just going to pick one thing. If I could do, I would add hitting and checking into curling. Because
make it a full contact sport.
Make
okay.
it a full contact sport because y'all don't understand. We're going to talk about curling soon because Winter Olympics are happening in February.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about ice skating.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all that shit. But I fucking
sleds.
I've been watching curling for like the last 2 months.
Well, the qualifiers have been on.
Yeah, I've been watching the fuck out of them. It's fucking, I love curling. It's so dope.
There was a controversy fairly recently about the brooms.
Really?
Yeah.
See, how did I miss
we'll
that
We'll have
shit?
To look it up. For
yeah, we'll get that in another podcast. But I would definitely make curling a full contact sport. because after you launch to, like, you know, curl the fucking stone, the rock, there would be like another set of like feet things for you to,
yeah,
you know, to push off of and like fucking check the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, but you couldn't touch the stone.
No, you can't touch the stone. That's why it's still curling. But you fucking get to check the shit out of somebody. That shit would be dope as fuck.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, yeah. And I don't want to talk too much about the Star Wars movie because John hasn't seen it. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't want to spoil anything.
No, yeah.
Because you're not going into this thinking you're going to get Star Wars spoilers. So
I know. It's so fucked.
Anyway, John, any last thoughts?
Football's a shit. Stay nerdy. Play video games. I've been playing a lot of games.
Oh, I got a Switch. We'll talk about that too.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, that's right. You got a Switch. I got an Xbox One X 4K shit. It's fucking stupid awesome. The Switch is fucking stupid awesome too.
It is. It's a lot
in
of
a
fun.
Totally different way.
yeah.
But yeah, we'll talk about all that nerdy shit. But we will not see you next week.
Yeah, it might be.
Or the week after, maybe. I don't know. Because when's the first? Is the first
gotta,
on a Sunday?
I got to work. I mean, I could do the first morning. I mean, we can do the first.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we will definitely won't see y'all next week because that's Christmas. So, y'all
Merry
have
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays and all that good stuff. And
thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. Instagram.
Instagram.
At the Beatnik on both.